Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi there. You're listening to More Than Potential. And on this episode, I wanted to talk about dating, but more specifically, dates. Like, who's paying for dates? Coffee dates, blind dates, just dates. Y'all paying for these dates? I'm looking at you, women. Are y'all really paying for dates? So before I continue this conversation, because I don't know how this is gonna go, I don't know how this is going to go. But before I continue, be sure to definitely like and share and spread the word about the podcast. It's really great if you can rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It would mean the world to me just because, like, that's the best way to get your podcast out and for people to find it when they search for it. So it means a lot to me. Of course, if you listen to the episode and you want to let me know what you thought, feel free to DM me and give me your thoughts and give me your suggestions for future topics. And of course, tell all your friends and your neighbors and your cousin and your mom, you know, tell people about the podcast. It would mean the world to me. So let's talk about this real quick. Like, this whole debate on social media about who's paying for dates, what classifies as a date, whether you should go on a coffee date or not, who should pay for the date, like, all of this stuff just feels like grown adults arguing over, like, nonsensical topics. That's what it feels like to me, because really what it is like a bunch of grown men posting one picture and saying, y'all consider this a date? Thoughts. And there's like thousands of comments of people going back and forth over where a picnic is considered a real date. You know, it's like a bunch of grown people arguing over stuff like this. And I'm genuinely confused. Like, y'all are too old to be arguing about what classifies as a date. Y'all don't have a 9-to-5? Y'all need to clock back into work and do something, honey, because it don't make sense to me. I gotta be honest. Like, there are bigger things in this world than arguing about going on dates with people. And also, we have to talk about this too. I also feel like there's like a lot of incel red pill talking points that I've noticed have surfaced on like Twitter and like TikTok. And there's like whole debates about stuff that don't really seem like real debates. They seem like conversations about things that typically don't happen to the average Joe. So, for example, when people are talking about women, you know, wanting Birkin bags in relationships and women's standards being too high, like, I just gotta ask, who do y'all know asking random men for Birkin bags? Like, does anyone know someone who legitimately wants a guy that's dating them to buy them a Birkin bag? Like, do y'all know anybody who is out here trying to go on a $300 dinner date? I'm just confused, because the way y'all talk about this, it makes it seem like it's super common. Like, y'all really be making it seem like it's, like, so common for women to be out here asking for, like, ridiculously expensive things on the first date. And that's just not something I've experienced. I don't know, but maybe one person who is actively out here going on really expensive dates. And that's because she's, like low-key an escort. Like, she has a rate for every single date that she goes on. So every date she goes on with a man costs about $300 to $500. And that's her standard rate. That's basically it. They agreed to go on the date and he pays her up front in cash. I don't know why people are making this weird, because it truly, like, those are the only women I know that are out here asking and putting a strict monetary constraint on what men should be spending on the dates that they go on. Like I said, seriously, I don't know a single, you know, modern woman who has these sorts of demands. But the fact that y'all like to pretend as if this is a very common trait is kind of problematic to me. It just feels like y'all talked to a bunch of incels or you went on the red pill side of Reddit and then just decided to make that a talking point. And you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I feel like grown men who have these conversations are truly unemployed. Y'all unemployed and you don't have a house. Like, you're not doing anything in life because you got enough time to debate hypotheticals. I'm not debating hypotheticals with y'all. Like, no shade, but like, we're not going to do that. We're really not going to do that. So if you want to know why I'm even talking about this, it's just because I heard a TikTok, and it was like a series of TikToks by a TikToker that I'm friends with that really made me think a lot about like what dating is actually like in 2021 and what people's motivations actually are. Because I feel like everybody has an opinion, but I don't think everyone has a good opinion. But that's why you're here, to hear my opinion, and I'm going to give it to you straight.
I talked about this on my live, and some women really are entitled, and they are not logical. So I see this talked about on TikTok a lot, about how some women will not accept coffee dates as a first meetup. And my thing is this. This man don't know you from a woman on the moon. Okay, and so he's out here actively dating multiple women. Why would he be spending $200 a better every time he takes a random woman out? It doesn't even make sense. Now, if you and him are dating, then that's a different story. But if this is his first time meeting up with you in person, why would he spend that type of money on you and he don't know you? Like, that's a bad investment. If I was a man, I would not do it. So I would not be upset if a man is trying to meet up with me for the first time and he asked me to meet him at a coffee shop. I would just be glad that he actually wanted to meet up, because most of y'all ain't even getting that. You're just getting text messages and your time wasted.
Okay, so if y'all know me at all, you already know how I feel about coffee dates, right? And it's so funny because when I talk about this stuff, men are like, one out of two reactions. There's men that are like, damn, she's speaking the facts. This is exactly what be going on out here. Or two, they get really angry at me for having the audacity. But they never say I'm really wrong. And the ones that say that I'm wrong, prove to me in the comments that I'm right because of the things that they say. So I'm going to stop here and I'm going to just play the other clip so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. Because at first I was like, okay. That's problematic, but we're going to continue. And I'm going to literally, the point's going to prove itself.
Dust that's mad on that post about the cafe, because for some reason they think that them requiring a $200 date at Ruth Chris to get their draws somehow makes them better than a woman who accept the cafe meetup. No, sis, it just means that you think that the man spending money actually means something, and you equate him spending that money to him actually having money, which would explain the reason why you get finessed by niggas who share designer clothes with their homeboys and take pictures by other people's cars and post it on Instagram. Oh, wow, the smart women know that a man meeting them at a cafe doesn't mean that the man is broke, just means the man wants to vet them out before he decides if he wants to take them on a $200 date. But see, that's not how Dustette's minds work. These be the same fake high-class bougies that get online and act like it takes so much to really get them, but the truth is when you meet them in person, they car need a whole new transmission and it shakes. You go to their house, the house is filthy and dirty. They live in the projects and don't even have furniture, but they get online and make it seem like it takes so much to get them when all it takes is a little finesse.
Okay. Now, okay. Okay. So, listen. This is not a roast, because I know the girl who posted this. And I'm like, girl, this is not a flex. What you said was not a flex. This is actually a really, really, really bad thing that you did. And let me tell you why. I have a lot of points. I got points A through Z. But I'm going to start out with this. Anytime you find yourself degrading women, calling them names for having standards that are too high, that's when I have to ask you, are you insane? Because listen, everybody is entitled to their quote unquote preferences. Y'all love to use the word preferences. Oh, I don't like bisexual men because it's a preference. I don't like light-skinned women because it's a preference. But The second women start saying, actually, I prefer a man who can spend X and Y and Z on a date. Oh, no. Gotta get out the big guns. They're dusties. They're everything else. Listen, that's not my standard. You know, I don't necessarily need a man to spend $200 to $300 on a date for me. I've never had that happen. Actually, well, I don't know. Maybe I have. I wasn't looking at the check. He was. But I don't know if I have. But regardless, I personally don't feel like that has ever been a standard for me. For me, that's never been a standard. Now, that can be the next girl's standard. And to that, I say, sis, good luck. Because what I'm going to do is encourage you to always raise your standards, never lower them. That's what I do. I'll only drag a little bit if your standards are too what? Too low. Because too low is underselling yourself. And a lot of women are underselling their value. And when I talk about value, what do I mean? Meaning as a woman, you do bring something to the table. You don't have to justify yourself. You don't have to sit here and argue with men about what your value is. As a human being, you are worth infinite amounts of value, right? That's what you are worth. Your worth is infinite. So getting basic treatment and respect is the bare minimum. And we need to be shooting for a little bit above that. So that's why I'll never tell you to lower your standards. I will only tell you to raise them. Now, being a logical human being, of course, I would suggest that you match a man's energy. If you want a millionaire, it's probably going to be easier for you to get a millionaire if you are one yourself. But am I going to hate on the women who have high standards? No, I'm only really going to drag if your standards are too low. Why is this important? Now, for the record, yes, I have criticized the hypergamy movement, but it's not because they want men of high quality. It's because at the end of the day, the standards don't align with reality. But I'll get to that in a minute. I'll get to it. The hypergamy chicks, they're a little strange. When you uphold patriarchy, I'm always going to come for your neck a little bit. But that's what my real issue has always been with them. It's not about their standards or wanting a man who makes a lot of money. It's the patriarchal gender roles for me. It was the unnecessary nonsense that they were doing that got to just unnecessary levels of ridiculousness. But that's another conversation for another day. We're talking about this conversation. My question is this. At what point are we as grown women going to sit and reflect on the fact that $200 to $300 dinner dates and coffee dates are two extremes? And I never understood this entire debate for that reason. The majority of women are not asking for $300 dinner dates. Who told y'all that? Broke men? Kevin Samuels? Who told you that all women want $300 dinner dates? Who told y'all that was the standard? It's never been the standard. Like, seriously, how do I know? Because I did a TikTok post a while back saying that I didn't want to go on a coffee date. I felt like it was insulting. It was low effort. And I thought it wasn't worth my time. And I had hundreds of women saying, well, what's wrong with the coffee date? I like coffee dates. I go on drink dates and da 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 da. So clearly, the overwhelming majority of women actually do go on coffee dates and have no problem doing it. And in fact, I was in the minority for simply asking for a real date, real investment and real interest. That's all I was asking for. And so it was very interesting to see the majority of women blatantly disagree with me, and they were fighting in the comment section. Only a minority of women said that they felt I was being fair and that they should get to go on real dates. I can't recall anybody in that comment section ever bringing up $300 dates. Nobody put a monetary value on the amount of money the man has to spend on the date. So like I said, who the hell are y'all talking to? Because that's not the majority of women. We can't even debate this as grown adults, as if it even could potentially be all women, because it's not. It never has been, especially if the women are Black in question. Never. So that's the first thing, the first few things. The next thing I wanted to add to this is that y'all get the game a little twisted. Because see, what I don't like is that we have asked women to constantly move the goalposts for men. What do I mean? I mean, there was a time not too long ago where women were waiting until marriage, the overwhelming majority, to have sex. That was the expectation. As a woman, you wait until marriage to have sex, wait until a man actually claims you, marries you, and then guess what? You had sex with him after marriage, after the ceremony. You were going to consummate the marriage. Then we moved the goalposts a little bit, right? Then it was, well, we're going to have sex and we're going to have it within a relationship. So we don't have to be married, but maybe we can have it once we're in a relationship of some kind, some informal relationship and understanding between two people. And a lot of times you'll see in like the 2000s and the 90s, in a lot of movies and film at that time, it was called, you know, taking the next step, or, you know, taking the next step in the relationship, meaning the two parties were dating for a while without having sex. And then at a point designated by the woman, they would take the relationship to the what? The next level. There was a point in which the woman decided she was ready to have intercourse with the man. And it was not a given that you would have sex with her. Now we have moved the goalposts even further. Now, well, you don't need to be married. You don't need to be dating. You don't even need to go on dates. Now it's a free-for-all. What is this show? In the pussy economy, pussy means nothing. It has no value at all. Hear me good. One of the worst parts of liberal feminism is telling women we are so liberated that we can just have sex with whoever we want. And it's great, right? We can just bust it open at the store, at the mall, everywhere, at the church, everywhere. And it's great. Liberal feminism told us we should be empowered women and pay for men. And that's going to make us feel great. But that's not what happened. Patriarchy just evolved. So now what we're seeing is a lot of women who aren't even getting dates. We're seeing a lot of women who are going into their 30s and never had a boyfriend, never had a steady monogamous partner. What we're seeing are a bunch of women who are used to sucking and fucking and having no title. Nothing. We're seeing a lot of women who can't get married. They can't find a man to actually marry them. We're seeing a lot of women who are opting to be lesbians over dating men because they're sick and tired of whatever it is they've experienced with men, abuse, harassment, what have you. Women are at a crisis right now because we're told constantly move the goalposts, that we gotta make exceptions and give space for men to feel like a man. And every time we do, we lose a little bit of happiness along the way. Answer me this. Do you think women are happy with the current situation? You think they're happy always being single because they can't find anyone? You think they're happy being told they gotta lower their standards yet again to the floor so we can possibly get some variation of a dude, even if the dude resents us because he settled for us too? Do you think women are happy with this current arrangement? Because apparently over 70% of women are initiating their divorces. So clearly shit ain't working. Shit ain't working. Whatever we're doing, it's not working. Why does this matter? Because I consider myself a bit of a philosopher, if you will. And so when I look at these issues, especially issues related to gender, I come from a more anthropological perspective, meaning I'm looking at generations of people and how we've moved, the different social mores, how we've interacted with each other. And that informs me a lot about where we're headed. And the way I see it is women are not being told the truth, because if women were told the truth, maybe we would move differently. Maybe we would start to understand more of what's happening around us. And I can tell some women don't understand because they're still arguing to lowball ourselves. We're still arguing to for us to be lowballed. We're still arguing that if we just do less, if we just do more and more for men and we require less, that that means they're going to love us more. But that's not what's happening because you're denying the obvious. And any man who's listening to this podcast is going to immediately know I'm correct about this. Men have realized something very important. One, marriage is really fucking expensive. And then two, pussy doesn't make them happy. It's not worth it. I'm sorry, ladies. Marriage is too expensive and pussy ain't worth that shit. Pussy doesn't make men happy. Pussy doesn't make them more money. Pussy doesn't give them more respect. Hell, women don't respect men today. You think the average dude feels respected by women? No. But you know what? If men get more money, they can get more power. They can get respect because of the power that they've just acquired. And guess what? With more power, more money comes more pussy. So men can get the power that they've always wanted, the respect that they crave. And you know what? As much pussy as money can buy. And that's what men understand about society today. It's about how much money you have. That's it. The average dude feels this way. The average dude knows marriage is fucking expensive. They know that women are going to just take their money and run. They know women are difficult to please. And they say, well, why even bother pleasing them anymore? Right? Because money isn't enough. Money isn't enough to keep women happy. But it's enough to get you access to more women. You catch my drift? So what they're saying is, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to marry them anymore. Because they don't deserve that. They haven't earned it. They're seeing marriage as a risk. It's a risk. You marry the woman, good chance she's going to take the money and run. You'll be paying child support and alimony for the rest of your fucking life. Well, I mean, at least child support so the kid's 18. But that's neither here nor there. So it's okay. We're not going to marry him anymore. Can't do that. Can't afford that shit. Can't trust them. Can't trust women. Don't know what the real motivations are for marrying you anyway. So can't do it. Are we going to take them on dates? Depends. They need to earn it. We don't got the money to just spend on them like this. We don't got the money for it. And besides, even if we do, that money is better spent on other things. We can be investing, saving, all these other things that'll actually help me get more money, which will help me get more power and more respect. If I just throw money a woman's direction, she's a liability. She's not an asset. There's no cash flow there. It's just you just spending money. Spending money. Right? You're not getting anything out of that. You might get pussy, but I mean, after a while, that shit gets old too, so. And if you're offended by what I'm saying, then you don't actually listen to what men are telling you. With their actions, with their words, with the media they consume. They believe this inherently to be true. Women are a liability. They'll keep you around in the periphery, but their boys and their toys and their money will always be there. And it keeps them happy and never lets them down. So what is the point of me saying this? This whole fake debate is bullshit. It's bullshit. Because what men want you to do is say, oh, well, I guess going on dates doesn't really matter. And I guess we should just listen to their words because their words have meaning. And if they just say the right things, that means they really care. How do you know? Because that's what I call a situationship. You know, when a man pretends like you're in a relationship, he does all the relationship things and tells you everything that you want to hear, but won't say those words, do you want to be in a relationship? He never asks you to be in a relationship, but he wants to play act and play house? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's getting all the benefits of a traditional relationship and possibly marriage if you move in. And he don't have to spend a dime. All the pussy in the world from one woman. You get to wash his drawers. You get to cook and clean for him. He gets a live-in roommate and fuck buddy who also splits half the rent. But guess what? He doesn't have to marry you. Y'all have taken all the risk out of dating for men. All of it. Now it's easy. Any dude can just go to Starbucks and for the price of $2.99, he has 2 hours of your time. Imagine that. And y'all, let's be honest, some of y'all not even getting coffee dates. Some of y'all just getting smashed. And that's fine if you want that, right? Like, if you just want to be a hot girl, then that's different. Like, you're not included in this conversation. We're talking about women who actually want partnerships. Remember, the girl that you just listened to openly said you should be grateful to get that coffee date because you're not even getting that. That tells you what the real motivation is behind all of this. Women, settle. How low can you go? Because you're not even getting the coffee date. So why not just settle for the coffee date? Who's to say you'll get a real date? Ever. Get the coffee date. And you know what else she said too? Y'all got to start listening to people more and thinking critically. Well, they're dating as many women as possible. Yes, they are, sis. Yes, they are. They're dating as many women as they can. Because guess what? You lowered the barrier to entry. Dating used to be pay to play. Now it's free for all. It's free for all. Anybody can get some pussy now, right? It's on demand. You go on an app and order it like DoorDash. And somebody shows up at your door. Dudes won't even buy you a box of pizza. You come over at 2 a.m., he claps those cheeks and you are sent on your way. You barely get a bottle of water, okay? That's what it is today. And guess what? He's doing it with you, Susan, Amber, Keisha, and everybody else in the neighborhood. Everybody else at your college. These men know how the game is played. You think for 1 second if you lower the barrier to entry, you're going on coffee dates that he's going out with just you. Oh no, baby. You are auditioning. You are auditioning. Yeah. He's going on a coffee date with you and you and you and you and you and all these other girls for the entire month for the price of $2.99. If he even orders a coffee. It might be a bougie coffee place. Maybe it's $4 or $5.99. But, you know. And guess what you're doing? Auditioning for the role of date. That's right. Men have convinced y'all to audition for a date. Because guess what? Every girl he goes out for coffee with is not going to be the girl he goes on a date with. No, but you're gonna sit here and look me in the face and say men have not figured out a way to emotionally manipulate you into sympathizing with them and their financial needs. You're going to look me in the face and tell me that you haven't been manipulated into taking their side on an issue that doesn't make much sense to begin with. Well, you're a stranger. How could he possibly know if he wants to take you on a date? Interesting, because I've been on dates with men on dating apps who asked me on the dates and I went. I'm still alive. Crazy how that works. Crazy. Crazy how it works, because what's fascinating to me is you would be meeting up with a stranger regardless. But by removing the by going on a coffee date, you've removed all risk on his part. Your risk as a woman has not changed. You are still risking your life by going out with a man that you don't know. He has not risked his life by going out with a woman he doesn't know. The only risk involved for him was the money he was spending. And guess what? You decreased that, baby. The simple economics. There's no risk to enter the market. Everybody get in the game now. The only person risking something is you, sweetheart. But he doesn't know me. And he's not afraid of you. Do you think men use that same logic when they're meeting up with their Tinder girls in the wee hours of the morning? Do you think he's worried about not knowing you? You think he's worried about you being a stranger when you're coming over to his house? You could be an axe murderer. You could be like Cardi B and drug and rob him. He don't care. You see how that argument never gets in the way of what they truly desire? Why? I don't know her. Interesting. You weren't saying that to the last girl when you slid in her DMs asking her to come over at 2 a.m. talking about you up. Interesting how that works. You were going to meet up with that man anyway, sis. Let's be honest. You were going to meet up with that man anyway. You were going to take whatever you could get anyway. All I'm saying is you might want to consider it's time to start turning down some offers. Yeah. It's about time for y'all to start turning down some offers. Because what's going to happen is these men are going to emotionally manipulate you and convince you that they're doing it for your safety. Oh, I'm just looking out for your safety. You don't know who I am. I could be any strange man. Sis, you accepted that risk when you accepted the date. When you accepted meeting him in public, you accepted that regardless. This isn't about food. This is about investment. Your time is an investment. You spending your money on hair, clothes, shoes, makeup, and everything else is an investment. You invest in yourself. You are a commodity on this market. You have invested in yourself. And you are letting a man benefit from your investment like a leech. And he has no risk in the situation. Y'all really think this is about food? Because see, here's the thing, honey. A $30 to $40 plate ain't going to break a dude. Y'all, how do I phrase this? So when I go on dates with men, it kind of depends on what it is. It's not always dinner, which is why I'm also confused. Because like literally investment is not just money. It's also time and effort. So I've gone on picnics as first dates. I've gone to the museum on first dates. I've gone to lunch and brunch on first dates. I've gone to dinner on first dates. I've gone several different places in first dates, like different types of dates. They all put in the effort. Majority of them were men I met on dating apps. Did they know me? No, they didn't. Crazy how that works, right? Crazy how it works that I can just get asked on real dates and I don't have to go for coffee. Crazy how that works. When a man really wants to get out and meet women and date women, crazy how it works. And yeah, they paid, regardless of what they did. They paid gladly, gladly paid, had no problem doing it. There's only been one man in the entire time I've ever dated in my 20s that didn't pay. And guess what? Never saw him again. We went to get dinner and walk around a town square and get ice cream. And we went Dutch. And you know what? Us going Dutch did not stop him from trying to get in these panties, huh? Oh, but you believed that him not knowing me was going to prevent him from getting in my pussy? Oh, no, absolutely not. He absolutely wanted to take me home. And I told him no. Crazy how it doesn't work when it comes time to get a crumb of pussy. But anyway, like I said before, a lot of this stuff, in my opinion, comes down to men emotionally manipulating y'all. It ain't had nothing to do with your safety. It don't have nothing to do with all this other bullshit. Y'all just believe what men say because you can't think critically for yourself. And they know that they're running game on you. They know they're running game, by the way. They're fully aware when they say this stuff that they know it's really about money. They just don't feel like you're worth the money. They don't think you're worth the investment. Everything ain't about a dinner plate, sis. A lot of it's about investment. What is the man investing into you? Where is the risk? Because as a woman, you're getting all the risk. If y'all fuck, guess who's going to carry the baby? You are. If you meet in public and you've never met before, guess who's footing all the risk? You are. Guess who's risking things? You are. While he risks nothing. Nothing. He doesn't risk anything. The only thing that men were risking was monetary. He had to come up off a few dollars. He had to come up off a little something. And y'all thinking that we're tricking for plates of food? No, sis, it's what it represents. It's what it represents. And in case you disagree with this because you're still trying to break that conditioning of, well, men say a lot of things, sis. That's the point. You believed what a man said and got played, just like a lot of men are telling a lot of women that they care about them but won't show them shit. Let me ask you a question. If men are not dating women and taking them on traditional dates, how are women going to ascertain the level of interest that he has in her? Answer the question. If men are not taking women on dates, how do you propose modern women ascertain the level of interest? Because you are more than willing to ascertain the level of interest just based on him getting up out of his house, brushing his teeth to go meet her at a coffee shop. But suddenly it's out the question that a man getting up, brushing his teeth, getting his motherfucking wallet and taking you on a real date, real activities in the real world is somehow that's just, that doesn't mean anything. It's all pointless. It's all meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. He doesn't really care, right? Okay, then you tell me, how do you propose women ascertain a man's level of interest? Let me tell you what a man said.
That if he's willing to spend more money on you, that it got to mean he like you more than he like everybody else.
Exactly. All facts, no fiction. Y'all go watch that post. So she's trying to put the women on game or bring them up to code on how men take women on dates, regular dates, restaurant, bar, club, whatever the case may be. And the women thinking because that man's spending money that that's some form of validation. Now, if he ain't the most financially stable and this is something he went out his way to do, cool. But for the dudes who got money and used to doing nicer things, this is the most regular, degular shit ever. We drinking and eating too. 9 times out of 10, we would have spent that same amount of money going out by ourselves. And most of us dudes, we do it for each other. Hell, sometimes we ain't even got to know you. We could be in a spot, see a table full of people having a good old time celebrating a birthday. We might dip off and go find out who's the waitress or the server. Excuse me, yes, ma'am. That table you got over there celebrating a birthday, they is turned. Please get them a bottle and shots on me. Thank you. It's called a nice gesture, and it feels good. This applies to materialistic gifts, too. Don't be a silly rabbit.
So, wait a minute. Like I said, y'all need to really listen to men and reflect. This man really told y'all and tried to say it with full confidence that, well, a man taking you on a date doesn't mean anything. Oh, so what does? Well, you just got to listen to what a man tell you. So like a situationship then? Well, no, not a situationship. No, but that's what a situationship is. Listen to what a man tells you and then take that as valid. Well, no, you got to look at his actions too. Okay, sure. Look at his words and his actions. Great. What are the actions that women should be looking for to help understand a man's level of interest? Well, he got to treat you nice. Really? How should he treat you? You mean like to a date? No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that he needs to be nice to you and he needs to open the door for you. He needs to listen to your problems and be emotionally available. And he needs to, and what? Because that sounds like a situationship to me. What else? What else are y'all doing besides fucking in his house? He could do all that shit and still not want to be with you. Well, but dates don't guarantee he want to be with you. Yeah, that's the point. That's the point of dating, to see if you want to be in a relationship. That's the point. That's literally the point of going on dates. The point of going on dates is to see if you want to be together. That's the point. That's literally the point. Nobody said that just because you go on a date that you will get married. That's not how it works. And let me just paint a situation, paint a picture for y'all to see how ridiculous these men sound. They'll tell you, by his logic, if he has two different women that he's dating, one girl, Big Booty Jada, and Smart Samantha. Let's say he takes Smart Samantha to a dinner, right? Nobody said no Roots Chris, so get it out your head. Nobody said that shit. You just go out to eat, have a good time. He likes her, takes her out again. But he's also fucking Big Booty Judy on the side. We know how men love to fetishize women with big butts. Big Booty Judy, well, she never really got asked out or anything, but words don't matter. It's the bond. It's the bond, right? Titles don't matter. Words don't really matter. It's the bond. It's how he treats her. He treats her so good. He fucks her so good. He comes over all the time. And they have lover spats and, you know, they be booed up and taking pictures together and watching movies and hanging out and drinking. But he never takes Big Booty Judy out. Who do you think he's more interested in? I mean, he and Big Booty Judy got real strong bond. Real strong bond. Connecting, vibing, smoking together, right? Every Sunday evening or whatever, they link up. But Smart Samantha, she's going on dates. He's treating her nice. She hasn't let him in her apartment yet. Takes her out several times, getting to know her. They're going on different types of dates. They're going to the lake next weekend and they're going to have a picnic, right? He's in public with her, but he's in private with Big Booty Jada. Who do you think? Who do you think he going to date and actually choose to be in a relationship with? Who you think? Because there's a lot of Big Booty Judys out here who men are not taking y'all out nowhere. Nowhere. But the logic is, well, it's about the bond. It's not about money. Just because a man spends money on you doesn't mean he wants to be with you. Oh, yeah, true. That's the whole point of dating, to see if y'all want to be together. That doesn't guarantee anything. But if we're talking about the likelihood of success, you smashing and smoking weed does not guarantee nothing. In fact, it's usually the opposite. Usually, you end up annoying him, he get real sick and tired of your ass, and he replaces your ass for the next one because your pussy is expired. Like I said before, at the end of the day, pussy don't mean much to dudes. It's cheap and widely available. A decent looking dude who knows how to spit game can get pussy relatively quickly on Tinder. It don't take that long because y'all don't require much. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to equate Smart Samantha and Big Booty Judy by saying, well, Big Booty Judy could be in a relationship with him too. Possibly, sure. But that means he would have wasted all that money taking out Smart Samantha on dates. And do you believe that men waste money? Do y'all really believe that men waste money repetitively on women that they don't actually find attractive? Y'all really believe that? In what situation would he actually be in a relationship with Big Booty Judy over Smart Samantha? Because if he actually liked Big Booty Judy, maybe he would be seen out and about with her. Maybe they wouldn't be always locked up in his apartment, smoking loud. Y'all, like I said, y'all really believe these men? Y'all need to stop. Y'all need to stop. This is what happens when you're male identified. You say stuff that sound crazy. Nobody, and I believe nobody, would ever say that Big Booty Judy is the love of his life and that Smart Samantha was just a girl he was tricking on. We all know that's not true. That's not how men operate. Here's the truth. Men fight wars. They topple regimes. They invade countries. They kill people over money, not over vagina. Men literally will take over countries, cross they mama. They will divorce they baby moms, they divorce they wife, and swear on God that they will do everything possible to prevent their ex-wife from getting any alimony. Cheat them out of some money. Why? Because of money. They value money. You know how many rich dudes be conniving and scheming so that they don't have to pay out anything in alimony or pay the least amount of money as possible, hiding assets and everything else? Y'all don't think that happens in real life? Come on. Men are showing you who they are, but you don't want to believe them. You don't want to believe them. And a lot of dudes will tell you, listen, even if a man has money, at the end of the day, it's about investment and a risk. This is business, baby. Are you the type of woman that he's going to have to risk things for, risk money, risk wasting his time and money, risk wasting his effort? Are you the type of woman that he's going to have to risk something for, or are you going to be convenient? Are you going to be like the gas station, widely available, cheap, and easily accessible? And that's just the truth of the matter, because a lot of y'all are tricking for dates, tricking for coffee. I'm sorry. Y'all don't see it, but I do. It's very clear. It's very obvious at this point. He's going on 4 coffee dates in one day because he's only going to pick one of y'all. It's like, may the best woman win kind of deal. And I've seen this with men who have good jobs, not men who are broke, not just men who don't have nothing. I'm seeing this with professional men, engineers, or whatever else. They run a game on y'all because pussy don't matter to them. It does not matter to them at all. And the goal is for women to not be the only one risking something. The goal is not to convince every single man you go on a date with in life ever to be with you. The goal is to make sure you're not the only one risking something. Because right now, y'all are. You're wasting your time and your money and all the money that you spend on hair, makeup, and clothes and all this stuff, risking all of that, wasting your time. And to be honest, a lot of y'all risking your vaginal health fooling around with these dudes for nothing. Wondering why you don't get calls back. Wondering why these dudes don't pay you no attention. They finessing y'all. They finessing you because you never made them risk anything. The more you make a man risk wasting his stuff, the more he's going to have to take you seriously. Period. And to be clear, I'm not arguing that you have to charge, you know, have some sort of monetary value or charge money up in your head about how much the date is worth. No, no, no. It's about the cumulative sum of all the effort and time. If he's going to spend all this time with you, if he's constantly taking you out and buying you things, spending money on you, if he is risking his social reputation by introducing you to his friends and his family, what the hell makes you think that he's going to try and remove himself from that situation easily? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If a man is really risking his heart, his and time and his investment of energy and money, if he's risking that, oh, he takes you a bit more seriously. It's a combination of those things. And for y'all to phrase this conversation as simply put $300 dinner dates versus coffee dates is dishonest. It's dishonest because that's not the truth. The truth of the matter is women are defending men doing nothing for them and expecting everything. Because y'all just want men. Y'all just want a man. You want a dude to pay you attention without realizing that the risk for you is far greater every single time you move the goalposts. So anyway, if I could give women any advice, it's to please, I'm begging you, please listen to what men are actually telling you. Instead of just being like, oh, well, guys say that they just don't want to go on coffee dates. They just want to go on coffee dates because they don't know you well enough. Use critical thinking skills. Use critical thinking skills. Because what y'all forget is that our parents didn't know each other when they met. But a lot of our parents still went on dates. In the early 2000s, people didn't know each other from a can of paint. But it wasn't nothing for a dude to holler at you on the side of the street, get your number, and ask you on a date. Huh? It wasn't nothing. It happened every day. Dudes would see you on the streets. Dudes would see you in public, ask you out on a date. They weren't asking you to chill, asking you for your Snapchat. They were asking you for your number, and they would take you on a date. How do y'all think people met back in the day? They didn't have social media. Didn't have dating apps. They had to meet in person. They had to go on dates because the women back then knew their standards had to be higher. But y'all forget that because y'all think everything is relative. Everything is not relative. Some things have not changed. People are going to start out as strangers before they start dating. And before this point, that never stopped dudes from asking out women that they were serious about, that they genuinely wanted to get to know. Now, don't get me wrong. I didn't say he wanted to marry your ass. I just said that he wanted to get to know you, even if that meant biblically, if you feel me. The point is, you can't be the only one risking something in these exchanges. So, like I said, really think. Stop just believing things at face value and consider what it is that they're actually trying to convey to you. Because the majority of the time, this is all about money. It's almost always about money. Oh, and I forgot to mention this, but I'll just throw this in here. When you consider that a lot of these weirdly shifting gender dynamics coincide with the fact that Gen Z and millennials don't actually have that much generational wealth, and we won't have the social safety nets that were promised to older generations. Once you understand the financial issues that we're having as a country, you'll start to realize a lot of this is not just pure coincidence. It's purely financial based. Men are not as happy as they used to be. They're not as stable as they used to be. So they don't feel like marriage or women are a good investment. We're just a liability to them. And I hope y'all understand that. I genuinely hope you understand what that means. That means that a lot of this stuff that you see online, women only wanting quote unquote high value men, and you know, men not wanting to spend money on women, and calling women who want relationships and dates gold diggers. I don't understand that one, by the way. Just wanting to go on a date does not make you a gold digger. Doesn't mean that you're tricking for food. That's ridiculous. Like, it's you don't have to just go to dinner. There's a lot of different types of dates you can go on. But you see what I'm saying? A lot of this stuff, it's just rooted in economics. People are doing what's in their best interest. Some women, clearly not all, are raising their standards so that they can get the best man possible who makes the most amount of money to help them in their life. to provide them financial security, as women have always done. Then there's men who, the vast majority, are trying to convince women to lower their respective standards so they can get easier sexual access to them without actually having to risk anything financially or emotionally. And y'all believed it. Y'all believed it and you fell for it and now you're going for it. And now you're trying to convince everybody else to do it with you. And a lot of us are not going to agree to it. I'm certainly not, because I don't have to. Now, maybe y'all do, and that's fine, but I don't have to. I don't have to settle like that. Does that mean I go on less dates? Absolutely. I'm sure if I accepted every different coffee date from every Tom, Dick, and Harry that offered, I'd be going on a lot of them. If I really did that, I would be going on a lot of them. But no, I don't accept that, because I'm not lowballing myself. At the bare minimum, I deserve legitimate effort. Legitimate effort. The time and the forethought to plan a date, to meet at a location, to get to know each other and continue down that path. I deserve at least that. That's what my mother had. That's what I deserve. Period, end point, and so do you. Now, granted, you accept the love you think you deserve. So if you truly don't feel like, you know, going on coffee dates is a bad thing, then by all means, go do that. Live your life. Seriously. But don't complain when you start to notice that men treat you with less and less and less respect, and they value you a whole lot less, and you find out that you're going on a lot of coffee dates, but you're still not going on real dates. Those coffee dates are not mysteriously turning into real dates. Don't complain when you start to realize that men still are stringing you along and you end up in a situationship and you don't actually convert that into a real relationship. Like, don't complain, because I'm telling you what's going on. I'm telling you what it is. They've gotten everything, the cow and the milk, for free. And now you're sitting here looking stupid because you risked everything and got nothing in return. That's just how it is out here. So if you're listening to this, do not settle. Do not lower your standards. That is not the answer to this problem, because the problem is financial, which means a lot of dudes, if they don't step up their game, they're going to be weeded out the dating pool just in general. Don't lower your standards. I'm begging you, do not lower your standards. If there's ever a thought in your mind that maybe I'm asking for too much, I'm promising you, you're not lowering your standards and you're not asking for too much. You're asking from the wrong people. If you have a dude telling you, well, why won't you go on a coffee date? That's not the right guy for you, right? Off the rip. Any guy trying to convince you to go on a coffee date with him so he can scope you out, but he just wants to, quote unquote, get to know you better, he's not the right guy for you. Like, he's completely omitting that he could just call you and save you both some time, but he doesn't want to do that because he doesn't want to put in actual effort. He doesn't want to call you before you meet. He doesn't want to have to actually talk to you and actually communicate. You don't, and you want to be lazy too. You don't want to actually do a background check on these guys. You don't want to vet them properly like you should for any sort of red flags before the date. You don't want to do that. So you're accepting what? Lowballing offers. Don't let these guys play you. Don't let them play you. But anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had a good time recording it. If you would like, always, you know, DM me with any sort of requests or opinions that you have about this topic. I would love to know what you think. Feel free to share this podcast episode and, of course, rate and review it on Apple. And I will see you guys next time. Bye.